Knowing what we know doesn't make sense. And St. John, knowing what he knew, it didn't make sense to him either. Why would Jesus, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, come to be baptized? For Jesus, he does this for our sake. Everything Jesus does is for our sake. The sinless one who steps into the waters of the Jordan is showing what will happen to us in the waters of baptism, that we too will be made sinless. The sacrament of baptism opens the door for all our relationship to God, to Christ, to church, and to one another. In the waters of baptism, we drown to that old way of life that we inherited from our parents, Adam and Eve. When they had a perfect existence with God, they chose themselves over God. Their pride, their arrogance, their disobedience only led them to defeat, and with them, all of us. But God, never wanting us to be alone or to be separated from him, sends us his son, Jesus. And that's what we've been celebrating the last several weeks during this Christmas season. And today, as we come to the end of the Christmas season, we celebrate that gift of baptism. And baptism gives us a new life in Christ. Baptism gives us the sanctifying grace, the very indwelling of the Holy Trinity within each person who is baptized. We become the temple of the Trinity. Isn't that amazing? That God not only wanted to send his son Jesus into the world to save us, but that he wants to dwell within us to share our entire life. God gives us every grace necessary to help us to live and to choose the good and to grow in virtue and holiness so that we can have that loving relationship back with the Father that Jesus won for us by his death and resurrection. So we become God's children by adoption. What Jesus is by his very nature, you and I come to through the waters of baptism and the gift of grace. And that's why we can dare to call God our Father, because we are his children. And if God is the Father of Jesus, and God is the Father of us, then that makes us brothers and sisters in Christ. And if I'm a brother to Christ, and you're a brother and sister to Christ, then that makes us, you and I, brothers and sisters. In Jesus, we become one holy family, all because of who we are through the waters of baptism. We form the church. While God has graced us, our free will, although sometimes makes us or allows us to choose the negative, the wrong, the bad. And God never wants us to be separated from him, and that grace calls us back into that right relationship. And that's why Jesus gives us the sacrament of reconciliation, so that we will not become dead in our sins or grow weak in our sins, but that through that great sacrament, we have a personal encounter with the divine. Whenever we come to a sacrament, it is Christ who is celebrating that sacrament with us, and we have that personal encounter with the risen Christ. As baptism opens the door for all these wonderful ways that we are able to intermingle with the divine, the church constantly wants to make sure that door remains open for us, inviting us back in to come back to recognize who we are, our identity with the Father. The world does not care about us. The world is trying to make us more like itself, but that's not who we are. We belong to God. We belong to Christ. That is our identity. And though we will never get a pat on the back from the world, we need to encourage one another. We need to support each other in our Christian vocation. We need to help each other along the way in our prayers that we can continue on our journey of faith and finally reach heaven. Nobody outside is going to say, isn't it great you're a child of God, unless they're a fellow child of God. But that way we need to be able to encourage each other to remain strong, to remain firm, to turn to the Lord in times of need. There we are as a family, being able to support and encourage one another. As members of the church, we have these wonderful gifts of the life of grace, of scripture, of the sacraments, the communion of saints, the guidance of the church, our fellowship with one another. All of these come from our gift of baptism. God desires all of us to be saved and come to share in his life. At the beginning of Jesus' ministry, he sets the pattern for us by being baptized first. And then through his preaching and teaching and his healing, he restores us to that right relationship and brings us into communion with the Father through his death and resurrection. And we all share in that through the waters of baptism. May God strengthen our baptismal promises to remind us who we are in Christ, who dwells within us, and how as the family of believers we come to know him.